The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, I am hugely excited for the Cotton On Group Run Ballarat in October.
Yeah, that's right. October 22nd. Put it in your diary now. We are pumped about it. Back for another year, and we've got someone important to tell us a little bit more about what is happening on the day. We've got Sam on the line. Good morning, Sam. How are you?
Good morning, Jules and Chris. Well, thanks. And I'm excited as well. I'm feeling the energy, guys. So
yeah.
October 22nd. I like it.
Well, in your role as CEO, are you how are you guys feeling? You're excited for the big date? How are preparations going?
Oh, we're super excited. And we do every year. You know, Ballarat's been massively supportive of the event ever since year one. We've managed to, thankfully, and I don't want to harp on the reputation of Ballarat's weather, but we've managed to get incredible weather for the days leading up to and the events themselves. So we've been so lucky and have felt so supported within the Ballarat community. So we're very excited. You know, only 4 and a bit weeks to go, I think. And, you know, it's all coming together really well.
Well, you only have to look at like, photos of events gone past and see just the hordes of people all in their T-shirts running the course. It looks fantastic. And this year, you're changing up the course. We're going back down Sturt Street again.
Yeah, we got some feedback last year that those iconic pieces of Ballarat are really that's the really special piece about our event, and you know, we learned that people want that atmosphere. They want to be able to do something that they can't do every other day. And,
yep.
And Sturt Street's iconic, not just for Ballarat, but you know, through the Victoria region, and some of those beautiful views and those special pieces of the Sturt Street area that we can really give people an experience. That's what we want to take it back to. So. Thankfully, we've had some incredible support from the council, from traffic management and all of those other pieces that need to come together and make sure that the course is safe and usable and that the community's involved. And, we just can't wait to get back there, because as the sun rises down Sturt Street on that morning, it's something pretty special.
It's going to be picturesque, that's for sure.
And as well as that, you've got all the people in the cafes enjoying breakfast and brunch that just cheer you on at the same time while you are running down Sturt Street. It's such a fantastic vibe. And this year you've got Casey Donovan on board for entertainment.
We're really excited about Casey, and I think that she's had a journey that people can relate to, which is so nice too. And having spoken to her this week, she's really excited about the local community piece and the contribution piece. She's passionate about her own philanthropy and charity, especially in the Indigenous space, and she just gets local community and activism and people really taking control. So we're really excited to have her on board. She's going to be, I think she's going to blow people away, actually.
Yep.
For people who haven't seen her or heard of her for a little while, she's really going to take it to another level.
She is an absolute powerhouse on stage. We can't wait to see her. And one last thing, once again, Run Ballarat this year is going to support a local cause here in the community that's quite close to a lot of people, because when you are involved with the hospital and the children's ward in particular, obviously that's something that touches a lot of people.
Well, absolutely. And having seen the benefits of that in Geelong over the last few years, to the point where a really interesting experience from my perspective, the Geelong Children's Ward was finished off in 2011. And I'd been going through that as we were developing Ballarat and coming up with these ideas. I'd been going through the Geelong Children's Ward for years. I've probably been in there 100 times. I had the unfortunate experience last week where my son, who's 6 years old, broke his arm.
Yeah.
And I actually became a patient, and I became a concerned father, and having spent a night in the children's ward in this beautiful environment, it took it to a whole new level and re-energised me to make sure that we've got everything that Ballarat requires on the table and being put in this brand new children's ward, which services, of course, as people know, not only Ballarat, but a huge, the most vast area you can probably imagine in that central Victorian area. So it's important for Ballarat, it's important for parents and neighbours and family and friends and those people who will use this facility. And what's there at the moment is great, and the people who do work in that facility do the best job they possibly can. But that's not the reason we shouldn't make sure that we're shooting for something that's really world-class and is going to bring a new level of care and attention to young people in Ballarat and the community. And really the last thing for me is that there is still work to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Registrations this year are hugely important. So
I think
if there is anyone listening that's thinking about it that hasn't quite pressed the button yet, we're going to need you. The job's not done.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Well, runaustralia.com.au, you can head there, find out all the information you need. You can register there as well. Sam, thank you very much for joining us for a chat.
Thanks so much, guys. And once again, yeah, we can't wait to have you guys involved. And thank you so much to Power FM, John and the team, as well as all of our other corporate partners. It's going to be huge, and we encourage everyone to get there if they can.
No
worries. Cannot wait.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, guys.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.